Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely crushed.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go.
All right. Is it Tuesday or Thursday?
It's Tuesday.
Dang it.
Yeah, no, right.
We just had a meeting. We're going to definitely do the Big Ten ACC on Friday. Let's chatter that. Trevor, you don't have the Phil Steele book yet?
No.
So you think you can get that by how about Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do a power hour of ACC challenge.
I like it.
And then he's always got all these nuggets.
He does. That
it's like he sat in a basement for 15 hours and just...
Well, he has.
Illinois probably has last played Arkansas State in 2011. The temperature was 86 degrees. Right. It's like, okay.
Maybe he calls Carp and says, yeah. Mike, the last time Illinois played Washington State, what was the temperature and how many clouds were in the sky? And Mike Carpenter would be like, well, bleh. He would do that. Do we know if Hans is coming in Friday?
I believe so.
Okay. Wow, we're like putting together Friday's show already, and it's Tuesday. That's kind of weird. All right, so we talked all about Dawson Garcia on campus. That is the big news of the day. He is touring campus, I assume, with the Illinois basketball coaches. And Derek, in case somebody just got off work and are on their way home right now, what would that mean if Illinois was able to land Dawson Garcia? What are his credentials? Yeah. And what would it mean?
Yeah, former top 30, top 40 recruit, was a freshman last year at Marquette, 6'11", 235, tied for the lead in scoring for Marquette last year with DJ Carton. He averaged 13 a game. I hope Lon's okay with this. A little bit more than 6.5 rebounds per game. You want to call it 7, you can, to make Lon a little bit happier.
Right.
48% from the field, about 36% from three.
Okay.
Nice touch, a lefty. They can space it out and shoot the three, hit the mid-range, puts it on the floor well for a big man.
Yes.
So could play a four next to an Omar Payne in a bigger lineup, obviously a bigger front court, or could play some five as well.
And
we talked about Coleman Hawkins being an option there because you need something behind Payne, and that would just give you three guys that you could really rotate in and piece together, because Hawkins could play with Payne.
Yep.
Garcia could play with Payne as well, and then both Hawkins and Garcia could play some five, and maybe your smaller one through four in that kind of a standpoint. So he was at the G League camp,
okay,
was considering going pro, wasn't on any mock drafts or anything like that. Similar to Kofi, he was probably going to be in the G League, and he does have a professional future. That's absolutely the case. So coming back to college, just hit the transfer portal. Illinois, obviously having him on campus, their major player, have heard Arizona, North Carolina is two others that have come up.
Now, a big thing that some people ask me, they're like, well, why are these guys? Is there a reason they're in the portal? Well, Marquette made a coaching change. Shaka Smart coming in. Woj,
yep.
Yeah, I always, now that there's the dude on ESPN, the Wojer Ranowski or whatever now.
It's just so much easier, isn't it?
It's just, why would there be two prominent guys in sports, both named like Wojciechowski and Wojciechowski or some shit? I mean, what is the chances of that? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But anyway, the Duke player is out as coach. Shaka Smart is in. So you think for sure that Garcia is moving on from Marquette. But he just entered the portal not long ago, right?
He just did. It was after the G League camp.
Oh, okay.
So over the weekend, I think he officially entered the portal. There was some buzz the last week or so that he was going to be someone that would be available. And to give you further reasoning on why he might be looking or is looking elsewhere as far as Marquette goes, Carton turned pro, isn't going back. And then you have Carton and then Garcia, three of their other top five scorers all transferred as well.
Holy cow.
So their top five players, Garcia included, are not back at Marquette.
Incredible. Illinois' top two scorers are gone.
That's right.
Not because of, it's a bonus. They're both trying to make it to the NBA, and Io and Kofi. But, yeah, changes are happening in college basketball, there's no doubt. So that's the big news today. The other news, eight football players from Illinois have decided to enter the transfer portal. I won't go all through all eight. Four are offensive linemen, none of the starters. Two of the prominent names, Kyron Cumbie and James Frenchie, the wide receivers. But eight players today made the decision to enter the transfer portal, which is news because even with a new coach, with Brett Bielema, Illinois had zero turnover, hardly. And zero, now I don't want to call this turmoil. There's no turmoil here. But certainly zero turnover, hardly, in the program. So all of a sudden now, with July 1 being the, you can enter the portal whenever. But if you're going to play college football this next year, you had to make a decision by July 1 on that. The other big news today, Governor Pritzker was in town at State Farm Center. He signed into law the bill that will allow college athletes in the state of Illinois to make money off their name, image, and likeness. That's the NIL. They had a big press conference with Pritzker. Trent Frazier was there, Josh Whitman. You're going to hear from all of them at the bottom of the hour to kind of get more of an idea on that. We just had Dr. Brian Russell on from the University of Illinois. He did a great job explaining that. So we're giving you every opportunity to understand this name, image, and likeness. But essentially, July 1st, athletes at the University of Illinois and the rest of Illinois can start making money by giving lessons. They can go on social media and wish little Tommy a happy birthday. I mean, just little things like that.
Promote some product.
Yeah, exactly. They can sell cars for you. They can sell insurance for me. I mean, they can just do a bunch of stuff. Well, they'd have to have an insurance license, but they can at least say, hey, go see Law.
Sign autographs.
Yep, sign autographs, stuff like that. So
T-shirts that don't have like Illinois across the front, which right. is kind of the sticky part of it, which you kind of, it stinks, really.
It does.
If Trent Frazier's in commercial, I'd like to see, I'm imagining you associate that number one totally. Illinois jersey with them. And I know that then you have the connection. What is Illinois getting at? But they've gotten, yep. they're getting plenty out of it.
I totally agree with that. And the other thing is now a guy, let's say Trent Frazier wanted to come on every week with us during the college basketball season to discuss the team, he could technically say, okay, you pay me so much money and I'll come on every week during the season. So we'll see what happens.
You're throwing out some ideas then.
Frazier, Curbelo, Isaiah Williams. Isaiah Williams would be awesome for that. We got our guy, though. We got our guy, Jay Lehman.
You're right.
But it'd be nice to have an athlete, certainly, that's playing now.
Can I pose a question to you?
Yeah.
Next question.
Oh, wait. No, we do have next question.
Oh, that's all right, though.
My bad.
No, we can save, honestly, can we save next question for tomorrow?
You want to know something funny?
What's that?
As soon as this hour started, I deleted that part from the podcast title because I could just tell it wasn't happening.
Here's the deal. Trevor could be a big, big market producer or talent, and I mean that when I say that. But if you're going to try to do it as a producer, you're probably not going to get the job. Because I have thrown away any kind of producing you ever do. I mean, anything that Trevor says, then I just totally, not ignore it, but I just keep talking.
Well, he might get bonus credit for putting up with high maintenance talent
you know
or just tough to deal with.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
And just the tangents that we go on.
That's true. They might be like, you know what, Trevor, do you want to actually work with professionals? Because we think you put together a really good show here. We understand that Lon and Derek just totally swerved around all of it. All right, what is the
next question?
All right, so work with me here a little bit. And this might not even be, this might be for nothing.
Trevor, your mic is on here, so you got to help me work through this.
Think about it this way. So the Kofi decision, if there's even a decision to make, I mean, he said 100% in.
Mm-hmm.
He said that.
Mm-hmm.
There is still that question mark out there about, well, he sold his gear. Does that just nix it completely?
Did
hit on him coming back.
Did he technically sell his gear?
I know he had announced that or retweeted or something that he was with that, I forget what it's called, Players Trunk.
Okay.
And that's where his jerseys are available and whatnot.
Well, wouldn't he be in trouble then?
I would imagine that his eligibility at that point might
right.
be... That was the sign to me that it was done.
I think if that actually happened, I believe then that would be some issues with him then coming back
sure.
and using a scholarship. I don't know at what extent or what level the NCAA may say, you know, if Illinois Compliance went to the NCAA and said, listen, we know you don't make decisions for at least 4 years, so we're just going to let you know what happened and go ahead and play Kofi. And then 4 years from now, if you want to tell him not to play, then maybe we're good
right.
there. But I bet the compliance would at least make a call and say, hey, Kofi thought he was leaving. He sold his stuff for X number of dollars. He's willing to pay back the X number of dollars. What is the penalty? And maybe the NCAA would say, well, he'd have to sit out the non-conference. Or I don't know.
Right. I get what I'm getting to, the bottom line of it is with name, image, and likeness and what the potential would be for Kofi. And now that we have this clarity
got it.
That is now here as far as July 1st, this is what it's going to look like. I mean, a roundabout estimate of here's what you could profit off of.
I see where you're going here.
Could Kofi say, I didn't know that at that time. If I paid back what I made from my jerseys, could I then be eligible? And would Illinois have an argument at that point to say to Kofi, like, okay, man, you went to the G League camp, you had some limitations that you still were question marks or worries
yeah,
about,
yeah.
you know, not getting an NBA combine invite, you're not on some mock drafts. You could make a lot of money,
oh.
name, image, and like. There are people who are saying, and again, we don't know. I asked Brian Russell, like, what's the ceiling of this? Like, what
Absolutely.
Is the upper level? Kofi would be in that mix.
Yes, he would.
Could he make more money, name, image, likeness, than he would in the G League next year? Like, would that's a question that people are
asking.
That's
a good question. I think Kofi would be the model citizen, if you would, for the name, image, and likeness the first year at Illinois. Right? I mean, he would be the guy. I can't think of any other. I mean, Andre Curbelo would be somebody, I think.
Curbelo would give him a run, but Kofi would be the preseason Big Ten Player of the Year and
yeah.
a... returning All-American.
Football, I mean, there's nobody Kofi's level, right, name-wise?
No.
There's nobody Kofi's level. Oh, I think Kofi would be the poster guy, poster athlete for that. I think that would, I mean, it's got to at least be in his mind.
I just think it's a curious situation. Maybe he is curious. I think in his mind, he's
out.
He would still say, I'm
yeah.
going to guess.
Yeah,
good,
I think
but,
so.
It's something that it's an interesting conversation.
Oh, man. Can you imagine Kofi coming back to this team?
Is it weird that I don't still 110% believe him when he says I'm not coming? Like,
do you really? You don't?
Maybe it's just me. But,
okay.
you know, I mean, we just watched Io do it. I'm not saying that I think he's coming back at all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that if he stood right in front of me, stared me down, and said it 10 straight times, I'd still walk away 92% confident he's gone, not anymore.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you on this. Andrew just sent us the link to Kofi's.
I'm looking at it.
Player
it's actually
trunk.
Pretty cool.
It is cool. I want to know who wears Kofi stuff. I mean, how big do you have to be?
Well, a lot of it's signed, I'm thinking.
Yeah, put it on the wall.
I thought guys were wearing this stuff. Well, there are things on here that show sold out. So if that's the case,
yeah.
then obviously
yeah.
he has entered that. Yeah, that's, boy, a lot of this is sold out. I didn't even know they did this. Is this brand new?
They have a ton of players on here, too. Io's had got stuff, but it's all sold out.
I mean, that's pretty cool. You can get a signed Kofi orange jersey plus pants, $1,500.
Ooh, wow.
$1,500. There's a Kofi autograph 8x10 photo, $40. There's his shorts for $125.
What did he keep?
I don't know. His sweatpants are gone. His tank top is gone. His playing shorts are gone. His sweats, all that's gone. There's like a cool hoodie that sold out, size double XLT. Well, Kofi and I have a lot in common right now. So I guess maybe I could wear Kofi stuff. There's a sold out Big Ten tournament champion hat.
That would have been cool.
That would have been cool. There's his shoes, size 15. Shoes that are sold out. There's three pair of those. My goodness.
Wouldn't you hope that if there is that Big Ten championship hat on there, that it's like a he got three of them. I would imagine he probably got X. Like,
oh, I'm sure they handed him a few.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
The funny part is there's a few professional athletes on here, and I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But you have to wonder about the.
I think that was Thunder.
You have to wonder about the financial security of, like, why is Andre Drummond selling game NBA shoes on Trunk.com? Is he okay?
As he's making $16 million a year. all of this stuff from Kofi is sold out, except for a few things. I mean, even his NCAA March Madness tournament credential. Derek, how much would yours go for? I bet somebody would buy it.
$10.
$10. Okay. I think somebody would buy that. This is really cool. So it's just theplayerstrunk.com and then /collections/Kofi-Coburns/whatever.
Georgie has shoes for $250.
Does he really?
He also has signed photos for $40.
Okay. Well,
I should clarify, my credential would go for $10 so someone could try to use it the next year, not because they want my credential.
Would your autograph on it deplete the value?
Probably.
Or add
then that
to
would
it.
Say to the security, like, what is this? Oh, wait, the wrong year. All right, no, you're not getting it.
Yeah, nobody signs their credential, son. That's what they'd tell the guy that bought it. And he'd be like, oh, I'm just trying to get in and cover the games.
A bit of other news has come across the table.
It's
a newsy day.
Next question.
From Jeff Goodman, Ohio State. All right, don't go too crazy. Ohio State guard Dwayne Washington will not be returning to school. Will keep his name in the NBA draft.
Really? It's peculiar.
And then he continues and said, Buckeyes would go from top 10 to top 25, M-dash, depending if E.J. Liddell returns.
Okay. Dwayne Washington.
That's an important M-dash.
M-dash. I love the M-dash.
What is an M-dash?
It's the long.
Oh.
It's the dash.
Got it.
Although I do the...
it's not the dot, dot, dot.
The dot, dot, dots are better.
Okay, that's my favorite. that is definitely my favorite. I've been making a habit of those for 10 years.
A semicolon doesn't get enough love.
Well, I just never understood it.
Yeah.
So for me, whenever I have an issue with grammar, like normally speaking, I'm okay. But when I'm writing, sometimes I have an idea of to where I don't know that I'm saying this correctly. So I just use the dot, dot, dot. And it kind of then if somebody said, well, Lon, that's grammatically wrong, I'd be like, oh, I was just doing a dot, dot, dot. Okay. This is interesting on this Kofi stuff.
You can get a signed photo of Cameron Crutwig making a shot over Kofi for $40.
Really?
On the Crutwig
We should
trunk.
Buy it and burn it.
There weren't enough of those.
Right. 217, I bought a pair of Kofi sweatpants. Absolutely plan on wearing them. Okay.
For $100, Cameron Crutwig will call you on Zoom for 15 minutes.
This could be kind of funny.
No comment.
Some of this stuff, it's like, who's going to do this?
I know.
I'm really not trying to be mean, I promise.
No.
But Dawson DeGroot has a trunk box.
Does he really?
The former Illini walk-on safety.
I guess, you know, if you wanted some cool swag Illinois stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
There'd be some cool. I remember Matt Wynn played basketball at SIU. He gave me his practice shorts, and I had those forever. I wore them forever.
I'll stick with game day's, epic clearance event where you can find shorts in there for $10 or whatever.
Game day spirit knows how to get that done. There's no doubt. Well, this is going to be interesting. And today, Governor Pritzker signed into law a bill that will allow college athletes, such as those at the University of Illinois, to make money off things like this and other than the name, image, and likeness. Josh Whitman, and Trent Frazier. We've got audio of those three.
And the Trent audio is from Brett Behrens.
Oh, that's right.
So thanks to him for doing that.
He kind of
pulled Trent aside and talked to him more for about 5 minutes.
Okay. So thanks to WCIA Channel 3 and Brett Behrens for allowing us to use that.
Also, my dad, who's an editor, just texted me that he would do a 2-hour show on M-dashes.
Oh!
So if we need a fill-in next week,
let's do it.
On M-dashes and semicolons.
Here's what I want. I want a show with Hans and your dad. Like Hans asking the questions on M-dashes. I still want to see what it looks like. Trevor's or Derek's gonna have to show me that. All right, so when we come back, we'll play some of this of the press conference. Again, Josh Whitman, Governor Pritzker, Trent Frazier. Thanks to Channel 3 on the Frazier stuff. But today, the big news. I mean, this is a big thing, Derek, in college, not just college basketball, in college general, for athletes to be able to do and make money off their name, image, and likeness. It's a big thing. The world is changing. And this is a big part of not the world changing, but certainly the sports landscape of college. I don't think this is going to have to do much with things going on in the Middle East or anything. But certainly, when it comes to the landscape.
Unless they want to talk to Cameron Crutler for 15 minutes on Zoom, which could be a thing.
That would be awesome.
Israeli and Palestine meet Cameron Crutler.
A peace agreement today between Cameron Crutwig. The big reason for that. Oh, that's okay. I'm out. The Drive.
Parkland College is ready to move forward, and so are you. There's no better time than now to attend Parkland College. Welcome back to campus with in-person classes this fall, or choose from hybrid, flexible, and online course offerings. Right now, eligible Parkland students can get up to $1,500 in additional funding opportunities. Take advantage and grow your story at Parkland College. Call Parkland Financial Aid at 217-351-2222 or visit parkland.edu/fall21 to find out if you qualify.
Next week on an all-new Law and Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
To do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
Reliable Mechanical is your go-to mechanical contracting company in Champaign. They've been servicing the CU community for over a century, and they're excited for you to become part of their rich history. Reduce costly and inconvenient emergency repairs. Reliable's 24-hour emergency services are offered 365 days a year. How do I know you can rely on that guarantee? It's right there in the name. If you or your business have any plumbing, heating, cooling, or ventilation needs, you need to call Reliable at 217-356-1841. The guys you can rely on because, well, it's in the name.
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champaign, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampaign.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
Stane Ducey with my friends at Profile by Sanford. And let's face it, when it comes to losing weight, most of us don't care how we get there. Once we reach our goal, most of us end up right back where we started and gain it all back. That's what I love about Profile. In it for the long haul. Knowing that losing weight isn't always a straight line, there's lots of ups and downs. I'm so thankful for my Profile coach, helping keep me on track when I need it the most. Get that free consultation over by AMC Theater in Champaign. Use the code DD when you visit their website, ProfilePlan.com.
Ensuring peace of mind, expanding business, building strong communities. Realize your financial dreams with Busey Bank. For more than 150 years, Busey's built a foundation of broad financial capabilities, vast knowledge, and close relationships that span generations. You can realize your best future. Busey's right beside you. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Happy birthday, America. I have very specific reasons why I'm grateful and thankful. And if you want to know why, see my video at HabibHabib.com, and I bet you may put a few flags in your own yard. Thank you, America.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B. t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. And on behalf of our university, we want to welcome you here to the wonderful home of the Fighting Illini men's and women's basketball program. Starting this year, we'll also be the home to the Illinois wrestling team. And here at the iconic State Farm Center on the campus of our University of Illinois, we're very proud to be able to host this very important and special day, not only in the history of college athletics here in our state, but in the history of college athletics across all of the states. And this is one of those days that allows us to begin to usher in the new era of college athletics. Truly, NIL legislation represents the most dramatic, meaningful change to come to the collegiate model since the adoption of athletic scholarships back in the early 1950s. This day has been in the works for many years, as you've heard from some of our other speakers today, and we have an opportunity here to celebrate the forward thinking, the progressiveness of the state, and I'm so thankful to everybody who had a role in making today possible. I'm excited for our student athletes. I'm excited for our state's athletic programs. There are so many benefits that will accrue to both entities, and we have seen the way that we've crafted the law to make sure that they have the freedoms that they need to go out and capitalize on the celebrity that they've been able to build as members of our athletic program while still having the safeguards that allow them to receive protections that are needed in an open marketplace and still allow us to uphold the values of college athletics. I'm so grateful that we are in a state here in the state of Illinois that continues to be at the forefront, continues to establish itself as a leader in the modernization of college athletics, the evolution of college sports. And I can't thank enough Governor Pritzker, Speaker Welch, Leader Harris, who wasn't able to be with us today, but also Representative Buckner for their championing student athletes' rights and this ongoing evolution of college sports. It's very special when you think about it to have three former student athletes who played at a high level in the state of Illinois working on behalf of student athletes in our state, in Speaker Welch, Leader Harris, Representative Buckner. That's an incredible, we talk all the time about the values, the virtues of being a college student athlete, about how the skills that you develop through the crucible of competition will allow you to go off and be successful in any manner of enterprises once your days as an athlete are over. And we have great examples of that in our state government, and we're so grateful to them for their partnership. We look forward to working with them on this issue and other issues in the years ahead to continue moving college athletics into this new era. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our state's athletic directors. We have really developed a close-knit community amongst our Division I ADs across our state. I'm thrilled to be joined by my colleagues today from Northwestern and DePaul. We have done a lot of work together throughout the pandemic on a number of different issues, and certainly name, image, likeness has been among them, and it makes me very proud to call them colleagues and friends, and I know that they have the same values in place, prioritizing the well-being of our student-athletes as we do here at the University of Illinois. Lastly, I want to recognize our student athletes. We're very grateful to have a number of them with us today. This is a tremendous opportunity for them, and we stand ready as an athletic program to provide them education, resources, assistance, as we head in together to this new frontier that represents such a significant change in the collegiate model. Very proud today to be joined by two of our student athletes in particular who will take turns here at the podium. You've already heard them introduced by our governor, but could not be prouder to have these representatives. Our senior football player, Verdarian Lowe, will join us here in just a moment.
Well, I know there was a great deal of negotiation that went into this, also a lot of study of what's going on across the country to make sure that Illinois is a leader, but I want to turn it over to Representative Buckner, if you don't mind. Representative, because he's really been at the forefront and leader in the nation on this subject, along with the Speaker of the House.
Thank you, Governor. Yeah, Cole. So we do look at this as a tool, obviously, to keep our premier prep athletes in Illinois. We want them to stay here. We want them, and we want folks from other states actually to also come here and to make Illinois their home after they're done with their collegiate experience. Obviously, we've seen a lot of work, a lot of movement and action in the last few weeks, both with other states doing pursuing similar legislation, but also with the Supreme Court case that came down in D.C. last week, which was an affirmation of a case that was decided by a lower court. Obviously, the college athletics landscape is changing, right? And I think that what we have proven here through this coalition is that we will always be willing and ready to be creative and to be a step ahead to lead the charge. So, I think we don't know what everything will look like in the coming months and years, but I think what this signals is that we're poised and ready to be at the vanguard and be at the front of the charge. The NCAA has been pretty quiet on this. I think, as we talked about, a lack of a national solution to this, which is why many states have decided to jump and do what they can from an individual standpoint, state by state. I think that the NCAA can do a better job of you know, integrating some solutions into this, but they really have kind of stepped back and told each state to do what they need to do, and then they also have said that they're waiting for Congress to act in order for a national solution to exist.
I absolutely think this is a recruiting tool for us. It puts us, again, at the forefront of the national landscape on this landmark issue, this incredible change. And I do think that the evolution of the collegiate model will continue. I think that there's a commitment, and you've seen it from the people who are here behind me, to make sure that the state of Illinois' universities, and certainly here at the University of Illinois, remain at the forefront of those changes. And we are continuing to watch the landscape, understand the way that it's changing literally under our feet almost by the day, and we will continue to innovate as we can in this space to be sure that we stay one step ahead where we should be and where I think our student athletes want us to be. So thank you.
Well, let me just be clear that these issues have been adjudicated across the state in different courts. People who don't want us to follow COVID mitigations and haven't for, you know, the entire time of COVID-19, people who just don't believe that COVID-19 is a serious illness have been the ones who are challenging this for the most part. Obviously, judges are elected across the state and can have different opinions about these sorts of things. We've won every time in court, and I expect that we will here too.
How y'all doing? I'd like to thank everyone, you know, everyone up here who has given me the opportunity to speak, and I'd also like to thank everyone who's involved in making this NIL bill a possibility. You know, this is something that, you know, is very important, you know, to all of us student athletes. You know, this is something that we've all, you know, been dreaming of, and now it is a reality, and, you know, we're very grateful for that. This is a big deal for all of us, and, you know, as being part of the student athlete community, you know, this is all something that we think that, you know, we deserve and that we need. You know, we put countless hours in, you know, no matter what sport that we're in, whether it's football, basketball, track and field, volleyball, swimming, any sport, you know, we all, you know, see each other, and we all know the amount of work that we put in to try and become national champions and whatnot. So this is something that, you know, we're very excited about, and we're glad that it's finally, you know, the moment is finally before us. This bill is a historic change, you know, in the way things have been ran. You know, just a few years ago, you know, you can't do anything to make a profit off of your name, image, or likeness, and you can't make any money. You can't do anything to try and give back into your community and, you know, make a profit off of that. So this is a historic change, and it will change the way, you know, collegiate sports will be viewed, you know, for years to come. So once again, I want to thank everybody, the governor and the chancellor and the AD, Josh Whitman, you know, for giving me this chance to voice, you know, my views on this, and just thank you for making this all a possibility. Thank you.
What does this day mean to you?
I'm so happy right now. I think this gives, you know, myself an opportunity, you know, to make money off my name. Obviously, you know, with me being, you know, a fifth year senior, you know, one of the fan favorites, I'm going to really enjoy this because now I can, you know, live stream, play video games, you know, with younger kids, you know, surprise birthdays for younger guys, you know, just, you know, different things. So, I'm going to take full, you know, advantage of this opportunity and make the most of it.
How much did this day, and you didn't know if it was going to happen, but how much did the thought of this day impact your coming back here for a fifth year?
A lot, you know, before, you know, after the season ended, I wasn't going to come back at first. Obviously, you know, having conversations with the coaching staff, you know, and my parents, having a degree was way more important, you know, than anything in life, you know, because that basketball stopped bouncing one day. And, you know, I wanted to have that as a backup. And, you know, just, you know, obviously, you know, hearing the talk around, you know, nationwide, you know, with NIL being passed this summer, it kind of persuaded me to come back because I know, you know, the opportunity that I had at stake. So it definitely played a huge role in, you know, my return.
How much are you embracing that? You said you're one of the faces of the athletic department. You are. But how much of that is comfortable for you to go out there and make money off of that? And how much money do you think you can make, Trent?
I think it means a lot to me, especially for me being from Florida. You know, the love and support that I have at this university, even in the community, I've embraced it a lot. You know, having that opportunity, you know, to represent this basketball team, you know, this state, as, you know, one of the, you know, fan favorites, I think is important to me and my family to, you know, have that chance, you know, to represent you guys here. So it's ecstatic.
What's a realistic number for you? What do you hope to make out of this?
I just hope, you know, to be able to, you know, do things the right way. That is my goal. Take care of my family and, you know, give back to the, you know, community. And that's my plan. And that's what I'm going to do.
Six figures? Is that out of the question?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, if I did that, I mean, I'll be.
Would you be happy with that?
I'm very happy. But okay. Obviously, you know, it's not about how much money you're going to have. It's what are you going to do with it? You know, and, you know, 22-year-old with that much money, I want to be able to take care of my mom and dad. And, you know, set myself up for after, you know, school and, you know, put myself in a good position.
I see you on Cameo already. You're going to host some camps, T-shirts. Like, what spins in your mind on possibilities of what this might look like for you?
I've been working for 2 weeks now, obviously. I'm working with a lot of people. I've gotten, you know, a financial person to, you know, help me with my money, you know, working on lawyers, you know, working on a lot of different things to make sure I don't mess up. But I've been working for 2 weeks now. I'm excited, you know, for July 1st, you know, to drop some stuff, for the community and everyone. I'm going to be, you know, live streaming on games, you know, with fans, and, you know, especially I'm going to be on Cameo as well. So I'm excited to do all those things, you know, and get it going.
Can we expect the That's Cash T-shirt?
Those are in the works.
Can we get one?
Those
are in the works.
Those are in the works. So I gotta figure out what kind of design I'm going to make. So that's going to be, you know, in the works, either, you know, today or tomorrow, and just look forward to, you know, July 1st, you know.
All right.
For some merch.
So you heard it here first. That's Cash T-shirt.
That's Cash T-shirt. That's coming out.
That's solid. How do you balance everything that we have just been talking about and still being a student and an athlete with all the expectations that are upon you?
They recruited me to come here to play basketball and get a degree, and that's always going to be my first, and, you know, that's my mindset. That's just my first goal, you know, to come here, work out every day, make sure I'm in the gym every day, you know, doing my homework, you know, making sure I get my degree and, you know, handle my business. And, you know, if I'm free, I take advantage of, you know, my name, image, and likeness and, you know, make the most of it. But other than that, I'll be in the gym.
Let's talk about the team. What's the atmosphere like? What's the vibe like in the gym right now? Because this team's going to look a lot different, right?
Yeah, obviously we're young, and that's where, you know, me, Monte, you know, Bello, Jake, you know, those guys, you know, come in. We got to, you know, show these younger guys the ropes. Obviously, you know, it's not easy to win, you know, a game in this league. You know, it's really hard. It's competitive every night. Those three freshmen, they bring, you know, something different, you know, every time. They're that shoot, athletic, defense, you know, they're really special. And, you know, we have a really good basketball team, you know, despite, you know, our All-American big and our All-American, you know, guard leaving. They left this program in good hands. You know, we're in a good spot. And, you know, Coach, obviously, you know, Coach Underwood is, you know, recruits, you know, the best players he can do. And that's going to be our goal this summer, to get better, get closer as a team, and, you know, find that competitive, you know, spirit within this team and, you know, become, you know, pit bulls on the defensive end. And obviously, you know, we're small, but we're going to get after this year, and we're excited, you know, to have, you know, fans in here and get it going.
How much will you take upon yourself? Will we see freshman year Trent again, you know, in terms of leadership and going out there and knowing that you have to be a different role player this year and just take on a different role, I should say?
I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. You know, that's my, you know, my mindset. That's what it's been the past 4 years. I want another one of those banners up there. And, you know, to win games. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to win, obviously, and I'm going to just continue to get better this whole summer and, you know, stay focused.